主耶稣，我们谢谢你一路与我们同行。
Lord Jesus, we thank you because you always walk with us.
虽然我们的眼睛看不到你
，Even our earthly eyes cannot see you.
但是我们信你，所以我们心里面有说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐。
But deep in our hearts, we have this unspeakable joy.
求主你继续的把这个喜乐赏赐给我们每一个人。
Lord, continue to give us this joy to everyone.
主啊，这个世界夺去我们心里面的平安和喜乐。
Lord, the world is trying to take away our peace and joy.
求你把这个喜乐和平安放在我们每一个人的心中。
But we ask you to give your peace and joy into each one of our hearts.
为着你丰盛的恩典，今天我们向你低头下拜。
For your wonderful grace, we bow down and worship.
在敬拜的里面，求你向我们说话。
And even as we worship, speak to us, Lord.
把下面的时间交在主你手中。
We give the following time back into your hands.
虽然外面天气炎热
，Even though the weather is hot,
让我们心里火热的愿意来跟从你。
May our hearts be also fervently in following you.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
上个礼拜我突然想到一个32年前我在大学念书的时候听到的一个见证。
Last week, suddenly, I remembered this testimony that I first heard over 32 years ago.
在19世纪的时候，在英国有一个青年要到非洲去宣道。
It concerns a young man in England who wanted to go to Africa to be a missionary in the 19th century.
他的亲人都非常的反对他。
All his relatives were against this decision.
但是他坚持要去非洲。
But he held firm.
为什么呢？因为他很清楚、有把握的知道。到非洲是神为他安排的旨意。
He clearly knew it was the will of God for him to go to Africa.
所以他从家乡坐火车要到港口坐船到非洲的时候。
So from his village, he took the train to go to the port to catch the ship to Africa.
在火车站出了意外。
But an accident occurred at the train station.
他的右腿被火车碾断。
His right leg was crushed by the train.
所以他本来要按时候去非洲的，因为这个意外，只好就改期。
So he had to delay his trip to Africa.
当然那个时候他的亲人都劝他，你看上帝拦阻你。
All his relatives said, "See, the Lord is delaying you. It's not His will for you to go."
但是这个弟兄他坚持还是相信这是神的安排。
But this brother still held firm that it is God's will for him to go.
他装了一个义肢以后呢，他就重新再出发，如愿的到了非洲。
After operation, he indeed went to Africa.
他装了一个假腿在他的右腿上。
He had a false limb put on his right leg.
那么当他到了非洲的时候
，When he arrived in Africa,
这是十九世纪的故事。
You have to remember this occurred in the 19th century.
当地的土人就来攻击他们。
The natives then attacks them.
有一支土人用的长枪就射在这一个宣教士的身上。
One of the natives threw a long spear and it hit this missionary.
没有射在别的地方，就射在他那个甲装上义肢的那个右腿上面。
It hit none other than his false limb.
他就在这些土人的面前把这根枪从他的腿上把它拔出来。
So in front of all the natives, he pulled out this spear.
把当地的土人吓坏了。
And the natives were all astonished.
也因此为他开了传道的门。
And because of this, the gospel's door was opened to him.
我不知道为什么突然想到32年前想到的这个见证。
I do not know why this testimony came back to me last week.
很多弟兄姊妹说听一个牧师讲道有的时候很烦。
Some may have commented to continually listen to one pastor is very boring.
我在这里讲了14年。
I've been preaching here for 14 years.
难免有些故事讲了要重复。
And sometimes it's hard for me not to repeat stories.
那我相信刚才讲的这个见证你们大概都没有听过。
I think you have not heard this story that I just mentioned.
所以感谢主你听了14年你还有新故事好听。
So we should praise God that you can have new stories.
但是这个见证我为什么最近会想到呢？
But again, why did I recall this testimony?
我不知道为什么。
I do not know why.
有人说一个人老了。
Some say as one grows older.
就偏偏喜欢想几十年前的事情。
They continue to think back to earlier times.
刚刚发生的事情常常忘记。
You will forget those just happened.
我刚刚上个礼拜过了50岁的生日。
Last week was my 50th birthday.
大概是这样，所以就想到一些老事情，因为老了。
Maybe that's why I'm thinking of earlier and earlier things.
但是这个故事却给我一个非常深的一个检讨和思想。
But because I thought of this story, it gave my whole life again a new perspective.
没有一个人喜欢意外，没有一个人喜欢灾难。
None of us like disasters.
但是我们从这个故事可以看到一个见证。
But from this story, we can learn a lesson.
如果我们知道我们今天的遭遇是为了明天的目的的话。
If we know what happens to us today is for what's going to occur tomorrow,
我们就不会那样斤斤计较发生在我们今天身上的事情。
Then we will not mind what's happening to us every day.
原谅我再说一遍。
Allow me to repeat.
如果我们知道今天的遭遇和明天所发生的事情有关联的话。
If only we knew what happens to us today has a relation to what's going to occur in the future.
我相信我们每一个人就洒脱的多了。
Then perhaps we'll be,
我们就会比较超越一切。
We won't mind what happens to us every day.
一个人容易患得患失。
Sometimes we are overly concerned with what happens to us.
甚至怨天尤人。
Or maybe we complain.
都是错把部分当成整体。
It's because we take the partial and interpret that as the whole story.
错把过程当结局。
We thought of the process itself as the ending.
这两句话是我上次讲到的内容。
And this is what I preached about last time.
今天有许许多多的人。
Today, many people.
错把一部分当整体来评价。
They evaluate an event by a partial picture.
把一个过程当成整体，当成结论来看。
They thought that the process itself is the end.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们不管经历什么样的事情，
No matter what we encounter,
是人生的喜怒哀乐也好，
Whether it's joy or sorrow,
我们知道那不是结局，那不是最后一集的故事。
We know that that is not the end of the story.
这些事情过去以后还有新的发展，还有一个真正的结局在后面。
As these events pass, other events will take place.
所以多次我在这里强调这一件事情。
So oftentimes I have said this again and again.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要随随便便替我们的人生打那最后的分数。
Let's not give a mark to our life.
中国人说得好，我们要盖棺才能够论定。
Chinese have a saying that until the nails on the coffin, then you shouldn't say what is the end.
在所有的过程当中，虽然我们的感觉不一样，
even though we may have different feelings,
如果我们对人生有比较深切的了解的话，
but if we have a deeper feeling for human life,
我相信各位能够认识，能够同意我刚才所说的，
then you can perhaps echo with what I've just said.
今天早上我要跟大家思想类似这样的一个题目。
And today I would like you to think about this similar story with me.
请我们回到马太福音14章，刚才明哲弟兄带我们读的这一段经文。
Let us turn back to this passage that we just read together in Matthew.
这一段生动的记载不是犹太人的武侠小说。
This is a lively recording, and it is not one of those kung fu novels.
主耶稣在这里不是表演身轻如燕的轻功夫。
Jesus here is not trying to show off that he can walk on water.
也不是说他在这里传授他的大弟子彼得怎么样能够走在水面，好像走平地一样。
He is not trying to pass this secret ability over to his disciple Peter.
在这一段很丰富内容的圣经里面，
In this rich account,
我今天只能够从两个重点跟大家一起来思想。
I can only share with you from two major points.
我个人深深地认为这两方面的分享是相当有深度的。
I personally feel that this is a very deep lesson.
今天我们要从圣经的里面怎么样能够更深切地看见这段经文真正的含义是什么。
Today we would like to look into the true meaning under this story.
第一个我们在这里要看，
The first thing.
请弟兄姊妹特别注意，
Please pay attention.
在神的旨意里面的人也一样 会遇到风浪。
Even those who are in the will of God will face storms in their life.
有许多人有一种错误的看法。
Many people have this wrong impression.
认为你只要顺服神的旨意。
You think that if we submit to the will of God,
走在神的旨意里面,
if we are walking on the will of God,
你的人生就是一种一帆风顺、平安通达的人生。
Then you will have smooth sailing all the way.
我很喜欢用 smooth sailing 这个字。今天我们在整个人生当中，我们都向往一帆风顺的人生。
Indeed, most of us have an envious attitude towards having a smooth sailing all the way.
但是今天早上，我愿意在这里大胆地向这样的思想提出挑战。
But I would like to challenge this type of thinking.
这些年来，我们常常听到基督教里面有一个特别的一句话。
Sometimes you may have heard this Christian saying.
我们叫做成功神学
or success theology.
成功的神学。
The theology of success.
这句话是怎么来的呢？
How does it arise?
据说是从这些所谓电子教会或者电视教会的一些传道人他们所传扬出来的。
It seemed to have originated from the electronic church.
我们知道什么叫做 electronic church 吗？
Are we familiar with the term the electronic church?
人家说今天何必那么麻烦到礼拜堂里面去做礼拜。
Some have commented, why does it take so much trouble to go to a physical church?
今天教会已经带到我们的客厅里面来了。
Today the church has arrived in our living room.
我们坐在家里面就可以敬拜神。
We can sit in our homes and worship God.
也许是对的。
Maybe that's partially true.
因为神是无所不在的。
Because God is indeed everywhere.
但是你在家里面敬拜。
But when you are at home worshiping.
你就不会有刚才李明哲弟兄的感觉。
Then you will not have the same feeling as Brother Li Ming.
刚才有没有听见李明哲弟兄说 "good singing"?
You know, Brother Lee just now was moved to say "good singing."
我很实在是受了感动，情不自禁的他说了这句话。
He was indeed moved to say that.
因为我们看到我们一起来到这里面，有在这里面敬拜神不同的气氛。
Because as we are together physically, there is a different kind of feeling.
这些电子教会的传道人说什么呢？
But the preachers that are in these electronic churches,
你好好的爱主
will often say, love God.
最重要的，你要好好的奉献金钱。
But most importantly, you have to give financially to God.
上帝一定要厚厚的报答你。
If you do so, God will bless you.
引用圣经说，三十倍、六十倍、一百倍、一百倍，上帝要打开天上的窗户，供应福气在你的身上。
And they will quote the Bible saying, if you do so, the Lord will repay you 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold.
让你无灾无病。
You will have no suffering and illness.
让你一帆风顺。
You will have smooth sailing.
这样的话谁不要听呢？
Of course, we all like to hear this kind of message.
这样的祝福谁不想要呢？
We all want this type of blessing.
但是我们发现我们的信仰的经历不是这样。
But in our true faith, we find that that is not our experience.
很多时候有些敬虔爱主的人，
those who truly love the Lord,
当然他们不是完全的，
yes, they are not perfect.
但是好像上帝在他们身上好像有特别难学的功课在他们身上，
but seemingly God has difficult lessons for them to learn.
这一类的话，这一类的神学，都是一些所谓似是而非的东西。
This type of theology is not complete.
因为听很好听，等到我们这样体验的时候，就产生许多基督徒里面的一种自责。
Because even though we like to listen to it, but when we cannot experience it ourselves, we have this guilty complex.
当我们看见没有那么顺利的时候，
when the surroundings are not so smooth,
当我们看见有许多的患难的时候，
when we see a lot of difficulties,
我们里面就产生一种病态的一种罪恶感。
Then sometimes we will have this guilty, sinful feeling.
最近几个月，我们在波士顿的人，我们都听到一个很有争议性的一个新闻。
For those of us who've been in Boston for the past few months, we've heard this news account.
这个争议性的新闻跟我们今天所谈的这一种神学有关系。
And this news account is perhaps related to what we're talking about today.
我想我们都知道，基督教科学会有一对夫妇。
That is relating to Christian scientists.
有一对夫妇，他们的儿子生病。
There was a couple whose son fell ill.
他不去看医生。
They did not go to see a physician.
请教会为他祷告。
They asked the church to pray for them.
我们知道这件事情后来以悲剧收场。
We know that it ended in tragedy.
不只是悲剧收场，而且悲剧加悲剧收场。
Not only did it end in tragedy, it ended in double tragedy.
因为不只是这个孩子送了命。
Not only did the son pass away,
这一对父母也吃了官司。
The couples were tried in court.
每一次我在电视上看到这个新闻，每一次在报纸上读到这个新闻。
And as I followed the story either from TV or from the newspaper,
我心里面有一种说不出来的感觉。
I have this indescribable feeling.
我就问我的神。
I asked my God.
我说神啊，难道他这种祷告不对吗？
God, is it wrong for them to pray like that?
神啊，他的这样的信心难道不对吗？
Lord, what's wrong with their faith?
你的圣经上不是告诉我们说你有病，你可以去祷告，让教会的长老来按手抹油在他身上吗？
Did not your own words say when you're ill, ask the church to pray and to put oil on you?
到底那个原因在哪里？
So what is the problem?
弟兄姊妹，这跟那个基本的一种神学有关系。
This has something to do with our basic theology.
因为他认为所有的疾病跟罪都有关系。
Because in their thinking, all illnesses is related to sin.
是的，弟兄姊妹，我个人相信许许多多的疾病和罪恶有关系。
Yes, brothers and sisters, I personally believe that many of our illnesses is related to sin.
在许多的情形之下，当我们诚恳认罪的时候，上帝要医治我们的病。
Under many circumstances, if we truly repent of our sins, God will heal us.
但是我们不能否认一个事实。
But we cannot deny this fact.
这个事实是圣经的真理和圣经的启示。
And this fact is the revelation of the Bible.
有一些人间的疾苦、疾病和痛苦是在神的旨意里面。
Some of our sufferings occur to us under the will of God.
可能 按照我们传统的背景，甚至我们中国民间宗教的影响，
Perhaps from our cultural background，
我们没有办法马上了解接受这样的一个真理。
It's hard for us to immediately accept this type of truth。
我们从小到庙里面去，
If we go to the temples when we were young，
我们第一个看到的四个字就是有求必应。
We may see Ask and you shall receive.
为什么我做了基督徒以后，
Why is it that when I became a Christian,
竟然有求不应的那种经验呢？
Why should I experience when I ask God, I do not receive?
不和必只有一点点的差别。
Seemingly, it's just a little bit of difference.
但是却说明了今天基督教的独特性。
But this is why Christianity is unique.
今天我们所读的这段经文，
Especially in the passage we read today,
很深刻地来探讨这个问题。
It deals with this problem in a very deep manner.
请看22节。
Let us look in verse 22.
圣经告诉我们说，耶稣随即催门徒上船，先渡到那边去。
It says here that immediately Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go to the other side.
请注意，这一段路是耶稣要他们走上去的路。
So pay attention that it is indeed Jesus who asked them to go.
这个方向也是主所定规的方向。
This is the direction set by Jesus.
那现在有一个问题。
So a question arises.
当耶稣要他们上船的时候，
When Jesus asked the disciples to get into the boat,
我们要问一个问题。
We have to ask the question.
那个时候耶稣知不知道前面有风浪？
Did he know that the storm is coming?
如果耶稣知道前面有风浪的话，
If indeed Jesus knew the storm is coming,
换句话说，耶稣是把他们吹到风浪里面去。
Then Jesus is sending the disciples into the storm.
如果我们的前提相信我们的主是无所不知的主，
So if our premise is that Jesus knows everything,
明显的他知道前面有什么东西预备着等他们。
Then we have to admit that Jesus knew that the storm is waiting for the disciples.
这一次的航程是有难处的。
So this trip is going to entail difficulty.
所以我刚才说，换句话说，主耶稣是硬把他们吹到风浪里面去了。
So we can say that Jesus made the disciples get into the storm.
我一直在探讨这个问题。And
so I explore this question.
有一天我看到一个圣经作者讲了这样一句话。And
then I read this statement written by a Bible scholar.
我突然里面恍然大悟。And
then a light dawned on me.
他说圣经里面告诉我们有两种的风暴。
He said in the Bible there are two kinds of storms.
一种的风暴他把它叫做管教的风浪。
The first kind is the storm of correction.
另外一种风暴他把它叫做造就的风暴。
The second kind is the storm of perfection.
他只提到这两种。
He only mentioned these two.
我把这两个就写在我的笔记本上。
So I copied these into my notebook.
我就花时间去分析。
And then I try to analyze.
我去思想。
I try to think about.
这两者的分别在哪里？
What's the difference between these two?
什么叫做 storm of correction? 什么叫做管教的风浪？
What's the difference between the storm of correction and the storm of perfection?
这个风浪，第一种风浪就是不顺服神的旨意而带出来的风浪。
The first kind of storm arises when we do not submit ourselves to the will of God.
第二种风浪是你顺服神的旨意而带出来的风浪。
The second type of storm arises even as you submit yourself to the will of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们要注意一件事情。
We have to pay attention to this.
所有人间所定的约都是平等的。
When we enter into contracts with each other, we enter at equal level.
不管是做生意的约，
whether this is a business contract,
不管是婚姻男女的约，
or a covenant between husband and wife,
两方都有应尽的义务，都有该尽的责任。
We each bear individual responsibilities.And we have our individual signs.
也有我们所想的权利。
And we also have our privileges.
但是当神跟人立约的时候，
But when God established a covenant with man,
跟人与人立约是不同的。
And that is different.
人跟人立约，我们是站在同样的立足点来定约的。
When we enter into a covenant with other humans, we enter at the same level.
神跟人是不能够站在同样的平等的地位。
But God cannot come to our same level.
所以你如果用与人间的关系来跟神订约的话，
So if we enter a covenant with God as if we were entering a covenant with man,
在我们的信仰的经历里面迟早要出问题。
Then we will encounter problems in our relationship
with God. 因为我们要跟上帝交换条件。
Because then we will argue with God.
我给你那么多，
I've given you so much.
所以你要给我这一些。
Then you have to give me back so
我摆上了这一些。
If I've given this much,
所以你要报答这一些。
Then you have to give it back.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，上帝不能跟人这样来交换条件。
But this is not how God deals with us.
这是一个非常重要的一个基本的观念。
This is a very important concept.
感谢主，我们跟神订一个合约。
But praise God as we enter into a covenant with
God. 他爱我们，我们对他有爱的回应。
As he loves us, we have a response in love.
但是他在我们身上的工作是照着他的旨意来决定。
But his work upon us works out of his will.
所以 storm of correction 是因为我们不顺服而带出来的管教。
So when we do not submit to the will of God, he may correct us with storms.
我把它叫做罚酒式的这种风浪。
This is the punishment.
就是说敬酒不吃吃罚酒，上帝好好的对我们，我们不听，好了，就把我们轻轻的打两下，我们就醒过来。
We're not willing to listen to God when he speaks to us nicely, so he may have to hit us to wake us up.
我们今天有许多的人在那样的风浪里面被上帝扭转过来。
And many of us have experienced this kind of storm turning us around.
特别是我们看见一些长辈的弟兄姊妹。
Perhaps more so among some of the elderly.
他们人生的经验丰富和比较多。
They have experienced more in their lives.
他们真的看到这样的一位神。
They have indeed seen this type of God.
但是 storm of perfection 是什么？
But then we also have the storm of perfection.
是因着你的顺服而带出来的提炼。
It is the kind of testing that comes as we submit to the will of God.
前面是因为你不顺服带出来的管教。
The first kind is a punishment that came because we are unwilling.
这里是因着你的顺服而带出来的提炼。
But because of this willingness to submit to God, he was willing to test us.
我们用的汽油是从原油提炼出来的。
The gasoline that we use comes from crude oil.
经过提炼以后，我们今天可以用。
It has to go through treatment.
我们信仰也是如此。
It is the same as our faith.
我们越被主提炼，我们在上帝的手中就越能够被他用。
Our faith can be distilled so that it can be used more by God.
Storm of correction 在圣经里面有很多的例子，以约拿的例子为最典型。
I think that in terms of the storm of correction, the story of Jonah is the most typical.
约拿不顺服神。
Jonah did not want to obey God.
事实上与神的旨意背道而驰。
In fact, he turned all the way around from the will of God.
结果上帝就把他放在风暴的里面。
And God placed him in storm.
不是要害他。
not to hurt him,
而是要爱他,
to love him,
提醒他,
to remind him,
扭转他,
to turn him around,
帮助他,
to help him,
能够重新站起来,
so that he can indeed stand again.
今天我们所看的这个风浪,
but the storm that we're seeing today,
是造就的风浪,
is the storm of perfection,
使这些门徒走在神的旨意的里面。
The disciples were walking in the will of God.
仍旧遇到的一种风浪。
Yet they still faced the storm.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这一种的观念帮助我们建立一个准确的基督徒的祷告观。
Brothers and sisters, perhaps this kind of events will help us to build a more correct theology of prayer.
我觉得今天很多时候我们祷告。
Sometimes as we pray today,
我们没有经过真正的思想。
We do not really go through a thinking process.
有的时候我们没有时间思想。
Perhaps sometimes we do not have time to think.
在这里我们看见彼得要沉下去了。
As we see Peter thinking.
他没有时间思想。
He didn't have time to think through this.
他非常自然的一个反应就是说，主啊，救我。
It's very natural for him to cry out, Lord, save me.
感谢主，长祷告主听，短祷告主也一样听。
We praise God that he listens to long prayers and short prayers.
如果彼得要用他常常在圣殿里面的祷告的话，
If Peter is going to pray like he often prays in the temple,
他也累死了，上帝也累死。
He would be so tired out, and
the Lord
would be tired.
当他走在海面上的时候，
But as he was walking on the sea,
突然他看见风浪很大。
Suddenly he saw that the storm and the waves were great.
他开始往下沉了。
And he started to sink.
他就说。
He cried out.
圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，三一的大主宰。
Holy, 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 triune God.
你是那一个值得称赞的主。
You are worthy of our praise, God.
你是那位独行其事的主。
You are the unique God that works Mighty wonders.
你的仆人现在已经在慢慢的下沉了。
Your servant is slowly sinking.
照着你丰盛的应许。
According to your wonderful promise.
提拔你的仆人。
Pull your servant.
从深渊带到你那荣耀宝座的面前。
From the deep ravine to your holy throne.
根本不可能。
It's impossible for him to pray like that.
人家圣哉三次，他一次就已经沉到水里面去了。
If as he start with holy, holy, the second time he will already be consumed by the water.
感谢主，主听短的祷告。
But the Lord listened to this short prayer.
主听从心里面发出来的祷告。
He listens to those prayers that comes from the heart.
是的，林肯总统说，人生好像文章，不在乎长短，在乎内容。
Indeed, President Lincoln says our lives does not depend on how long it is, but in the content.
我大胆地改他一句话。
I'm courageously changing that.
基督徒的祷告也是一样，在乎内容，不在乎长短的。
The prayer of Christians depend only on the content and not on the length.
但是在我们祷告的时候，
But as we pray,
我们有没有想到上帝的旨意？
Do we think about the will of God?
有人说得很好。
Some have said it nicely.
每一个祷告，上帝都听的。
God listens to every prayer.
上帝垂听祷告，用三个方面来垂听我们的祷告。
But he listens to our prayers in three different ways.
这个我在这里讲过。
I have mentioned this before.
第一个，他的回答是 yes.
The first kind of answer is yes.
第二个回答 no.
The second type of answer is no.
第三个回答是 wait.
And the third kind of answer is wait.
但是我们在神面前。
But as we stand before God,
我们的祷告只求一件事情。
We often only ask for one thing.
只要上帝给我们一样事情。
We just ask God for one thing.
Always yes, 只要那个 yes.
We always want God to answer yes.
什么意思呢？
What do we mean?
就是你带着你的旨意来祷告，不是带着寻求神的旨意的心来祷告。
In other words, we are praying according to our own will and not the will of God.
所以在这段圣经里面，我们学到这样的功课，得到这样的一个提醒。
And from this passage, we obtain this lesson.
这个风浪的见证和故事。
This storm's testimony
也回答了许多基督徒多年困扰我们心中的问题。
Perhaps it's an answer to some things that have been bothering us for a long time.
去年七月，我到菲律宾去开一个聚会。
Last July, I went to the Philippines to attend a meeting.
当我去那个聚会的时候，有很多的事情给我有很大的冲击。
I was deeply moved by many different events.
有一件事情给我的冲击很大。
But one thing moved me more than most.
我不只是看到了 Johnny， 我也跟 Johnny 握手，也跟他讲了几句话。
Not only was I able to meet with Johnny, I also shook her hand and spoke with her.
我发现在座反应很冷漠，大概不太知道我所说的 Johnny 是谁。
Perhaps you do not know who I'm referring to when I say Johnny.
她是个画家。
She was an artist.
是一个非常出色的一个美国这一代的代表。
Indeed, she is a very talented person.
有一天，她去游泳跳水的时候。
As he was diving from the diving board one time.
她伤了她的中枢神经。
She hurt her spine.
从那个时候以后，他就不能够再自由地行走。
And from that on, she became a quadriplegic.
要坐在轮椅的里面。
She had to move around in a wheelchair.
当然，我相信他多次向神祷告。
I'm sure that she had often prayed to God.
主啊，我要把自己奉献给你。
Lord, you know I wanted to give my life to you.
你让我经历神迹。
Please let me experience the miracle.
给别人看见神迹
so that others can witness the miracle.
许多人就会相信你
then many will come to believe in you.
神的回答是 no, 甚至连 wait 都不是
But the answer of God was not even wait. It was very clear no.
他祷告了一段时间
After praying for healing for a while,
他就接受这个事实
She accepted the fact.
他面对他人生风浪的挑战
She faced the challenge of this storm.
她开始继续的要完成她过去学习画画的这个嗜好。
She wanted to fulfill her dream of becoming an artist.
她的手脚都不能动。
But then she couldn't move her hands or her legs.
她怎么学画呢
？So how can she draw?
她用嘴咬住笔来画每一张后来画出来的那些画。
She learned to paint by using her mouth.
我告诉你，那天我在菲律宾见到这个人，我兴奋得不得了。
I tell you, when I saw her in the Philippines, I was very excited.
我也非常的感慨。
But I also was very moved.
我说主啊
，I said to the Lord,
你为什么不医治她
？Lord, why didn't you?
的时候
，And as I was shedding my tears for her,
我看她在笑
，I saw that she was smiling.
我说神啊，不公平啊
！I said, Lord, this is not fair.
我在替她哭，她在笑。
Even as I'm shedding tears for her, she is smiling.
你知道分别在哪里呢
？You know what's the difference?
她明白神的旨意，我还是一个神旨意的门外汉。
She understood the will of God, and I did not.
这几年我非常想念一个属灵的长辈。
And in these past few years, I continue to remember one of my spiritual elders.
每一次我如果到 Paradise,
every time if I go to Paradise,
我们知道在。宾州有个地方叫 Paradise， 我没有到那个 Paradise。
I do not mean the heavenly paradise. This is the paradise in Pennsylvania.
我一定要去看蔡淑娟蔡小姐。
Every time I go there, I want to pay a visit to Miss Christina Chai.
五十多年的时间，她被关在、限制在那个黑暗的房间里面。
For over 50 years, she was confined in this dark room.
有一本书叫《暗室之后》。
There is a book about her called Queen of the Dark Chamber.
就是描写这个老姊妹。
It described her testimony.
五十几年在这个房间里面。
For over 50 years, she was confined to this room.
我记得她告诉我。
I remember her telling me.
她说李牧师一直到现在我还在祷告。
He said, Pastor Lee, even till today, I'm still praying.
主啊，求你医治我。
Lord, heal me.
我不要。一直关在这个黑房间里面。
I do not want to be confined to this dark
room. 我要起来，我要出去，我要看这个世界，我要去为你做见证。
I would like to go out and testify for you.
这是她临终前几年还跟我说的话。
Before she passed away to the Lord, several years she still shared this prayer with me.
神的回答是 no.
But the answer of God was no.
五十几年，她在黑暗的房间里面带领不知道多少人进入光明。
But then, in those 50 years being in darkness, she let many into light.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
我可以继续地讲下去，但是只有一个主题，不要以为今天我们在神的旨意里面，我们就没有患难。
I can continue on, but then the major lesson is, just because we are in the will of God, do not think that we will not have trials and tribulations.
感谢主。
We praise God.
患难
是过程，不是结局。
But the trials and tribulations is just a process.
患难不过是一个过程，不是结局。
It is not the ending.
第二方面，我跟大家一起思想。
The second point here.
我们不只是要认识在神的旨意里面还可能有风浪。
Not only do we need to know that we may face trials in the will of God,
我们也要学习在风浪的里面去体验主，在风浪的里面去认识主，在风浪的里面去体验我们的信仰。
We need to learn to trust in our Lord and to indeed examine our faith in trials.
今年我们的主题是认识基督，传扬基督。
Our theme for this year is making him known and knowing Christ.
我越来越深的感受，认识基督起码有两方面的认识。
My feeling is that knowing Christ entails two levels.
一种的认识是知识上面的整理。
The first kind of knowing Christ perhaps occur on the level of the intellect.
另外一种认识是生命的体验。
But then the second level is from the life's experience.
风浪的经历，明显的是生命的体验。
The storms of perfection here is obviously an experience from life.
在我们所读的这十一节的圣经里面，
in these 11 verses,
我们看见他们对主的认识是什么。
We see indeed what their knowledge of God was.
请注意二十三节，
in verse 23,
耶稣散了众人以后就独自上山去祷告。
In verse 23 it says, after he had dismissed the crowd, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray.
每一次我读到这里，
Every time when I read to this point,
我就很希望在我们会众当中找到一个画家。
I want to find an artist in our midst.
我很希望他能够画出马太福音十四章这一段经文，把它画出来。
It's my wish that someone will paint this scene.
请注意这个画是怎么个画法。
What is this painting?
在画的一个角落。
On one end of the painting,
我们看见主耶稣跪在那边祷告。
We see Jesus.Praying on his
好像我们很熟悉那个科西玛尼园的祷告一样。
Perhaps it is like his prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane.
他跪在一个石头的旁边。
He is kneeling beside a stone.
他非常迫切地举目望天而看。
He places his eyes urgently into heaven.
他迫切地向天父祷告。
Praying to his heavenly Father.
在这个图画的右下角。
But then on the other side of the painting.
我们看见一个风浪的图画。
We see this picture of a storm.
门徒在四更天的时候，
during the fourth watch of the night,
在天亮之前最黑暗的时候，
just before dawn is about to break, the darkest part,
越来越厉害的时候，
the wind was picking up.
他们摇炉摇得已经到了人的尽头的时候，
they were physically exhausted.
我们看见这样的一个图画。
Can we see this type of a painting?
弟兄姊妹，求主把这两件事情放在我们的脑海里面，成为一幅的图画。
May the Lord place these two scenes into our minds so that this is one picture.
当我们在患难里面的时候，
even as we are in trials,
当我们在痛苦里面的时候，
as we are suffering,
可能连我们最亲爱的配偶都不了解我们的时候，
perhaps this is a trial where even your spouse do not understand.
你不要忘记。
Do not forget.
罗马书八章三十四节告诉我们说，耶稣基督为我们祷告。
In Romans chapter 8, we were also told that Jesus prays for us.
我们要在患难里面特别能够认识主是为我们祷告的主。
We want to experience during our trials that Jesus prays for us.
二十五节，夜里四更天，耶稣在海面上走。
In verse 25, it says Jesus went out walking on the lake.
耶稣是那一位在海面上走的主。
Jesus is the Lord that walked on the lake.
弟兄姊妹，请你注意一件事情。
Can we look into this?
海浪是那个时候对门徒威胁最大的东西。
The wind and the waves were the biggest threat to the disciples then.
但是圣经告诉我们说，耶稣走在上面。
But then Jesus was walking over them.
那个我们不要的患难。
The trials and tribulations that we do not want.
那个我们所讨厌的痛苦和病痛。
The illnesses and the sufferings that we really want to run away from.
竟然是耶稣走向我们的台阶。
Yet they became platforms where Jesus can come to us.
主怎么走到我们面前来呢？
How did Jesus come to us?
他是经飓风踏巨浪而来的。
He came to us through walking on these waves.
这些都不是我们喜欢。
The ways we do not want.
但是耶稣是走在海面上的主。
But Jesus came to us through them.
27节。
Verse 27.
耶稣连忙对他们说。
Jesus immediately said to them.
你们放心，是我，不要怕。
Take courage. It is I. Do not be afraid.
弟兄姊妹，我们的主是一个向我们说话的主。
Brothers and sisters, our Lord speaks to us.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
训练我们的耳朵。
So that he will train our ears.
让我们能够敏锐地常常听见主向我们说话。
So that we can hear him talking to us.
让我们常常愿意来到他的面前，接受他的话来亲近他。
So that we are often willing to come before him and draw close to him.
这每一点都有很多可以跟大家分享。
Indeed, I can share from you from each verse.
我盼望弟兄姊妹各位能够举一反三。
And perhaps we can indeed see a lot of lessons on our own.
用什么来反三呢？
How can we come up with these?
用我们的经验来反三。
Through our experience.
第四。
Fourth.
31节。
In verse 31.
耶稣赶紧伸手拉住他。
Immediately, Jesus reached out and caught him.
我们听见我们的弟兄在翻译的时候两次都提到 immediately, 马上耶稣伸出手来拉住他。
You see, twice here, Jesus immediately responded.
事实上在22节的英文圣经也是 以 immediately 来开始的。
Indeed, in verse 22, in the English version, you see the word immediately occur again.
如果各位有兴趣，可以把这一段圣经三个 immediately 把它集合起来，能够做一点文章，去做一点思想。
Indeed, perhaps we can study this passage with the help of these three immediately.
如果你有兴趣，可以把约翰福音第六章二十一节另外一个 immediately 加在里面。
Perhaps you can also add another immediately taken from 1 John.
No, John 6. 在约翰福音第六章，当耶稣上了船以后，约翰福音说，他们立刻就到了他们所要去的地方。
In John chapter 6, which is recording the same event, it was recorded that when Jesus entered into the boat, they arrived at their location immediately.
所以我们看见有四个 immediately 可以给我们好好的去思想。
So indeed, we can meditate on these four immediately.
但是在这里我们看见耶稣是一位你在任何患难的里面他会伸手拉住你的那位主。
But here we can experience that even in trials, Jesus is willing to reach out his hand and catch us.
Reach out his hand and catch us. 他不只是把手伸出来而且把我们一把拉住的神。
Not only did he reach out his hand,He can catch us.
弟兄姊妹，当我们在再浮再沉的这个急流里面的时候，
even as we are about to sink,
只要我们能够抓住什么东西，可能我们就有活命的盼望。
Whenever we can grab onto something, perhaps we can live.
但是很多时候我们连那个抓的力量都没有。
But sometimes we don't even have the strength to grab hold of something.
弟兄姊妹，巴不得你记得这件事情。
Then we should be reminded of this fact.
他要伸出他的手，然后把我们抓住。
It is Jesus who reached out his hand and caught us.
最后我们看33节。
Then we see verse 33.
在船上的人都拜他。
Those who were in the boat worshiped him.
你真是神的儿子。
Saying you are truly the son of God.
这位主在患难里面我们所认识的主是那个接受我们敬拜的主。
Indeed, the Lord that we can experience in tribulations is a Lord worthy of worship.
我站在台上看一下弟兄姊妹。
As I stand on the pulpit and watch over your faces.
我看到许多不同的故事。
I can see many different stories.
This is my story. This is my song. 我很喜欢这首诗歌。每一个人都有不同的 story 故事。
One of my favorite hymns is indeed, "This is my story. This is my song."
我看到你，我就想到你的故事。
As I see your faces, I know there are different stories.
我看到他，就想到他的痛苦。
As I see that person, I think of that person's suffering.
但是弟兄姊妹
，But brothers and sisters,
我们感谢主。
We praise God.
我们今天都在这里敬拜他。
Because we are all here worshiping Him.
我深深地相信。
I truly, deeply believe.
越经过患难的人。
Those who have passed through more trials.
他的敬拜越有深度。
Then his worship becomes deeper.
他的敬拜越有感受。
He has a deeper appreciation of worship.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
巴不得从今天开始。
May the Lord from today on.
我们用另外一个洒脱的眼光来看我们的人生。
Help us to deal with our attitude towards life in a different way.
这是信仰的真谛。
This is the truth of faith.
今天上帝没有把我们永远放在温室里面。
The Lord did not place us in a greenhouse.
神也没有让这个教会放在温室里面。
God did not place this church into a greenhouse.
过去两年半来。
In the past 2.5 years,
我们在建堂的事工上,
even in our church building process,
经历两件事情,
we have experienced two major events.
第一件事情,
the first,
这是神的旨意,
this is the will of God.
第二件事情,
second,
这不是一条顺利的路,
it is not a smooth path.
我们可以把这两样事情放在一起,
but we can place these two things together.
等到有一天, 我们踏进新堂的时候,
until that day when we walk into the new sanctuary,
我们盼望我们能够记得今天的信息,
I wish that we can remember the message of today.
你们放心, 是我, 不要怕,
take courage, it is I, don't be afraid.
我们一同唱诗, 287首,
let us respond to God in hymn 287.
如果没有特别的事情, 请各位尽量暂时不要离开,
unless you have a specific service, please stay behind.
因为这首诗歌跟我的讲道有关系,
because this hymn is indeed a response from us.
让我们在主的预备的风浪里面, 我们能够唱出, Be still my soul, 我灵震惊,
let us learn to be able to sing, Be still my soul, even as we are in a storm.